Congress is back today from the holiday recess with two big complicated problems hanging over it, the Enron scandal and the recession. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
When five members of the Senate Republican leadership today laid out to reporters the issues they'd like this second session of Congress to tackle, not one of them even mentioned the gorilla sitting in the middle of the room, that is, the Enron scandal, and the fact that, at last count, three House panels and seven Senate committees are holding hearings on the company's collapse. GOP whip Don Nichols seemed taken by surprise when asked about all the hearings on the firm.
What'd you say, seven Senate committees? I wasn't aware that we had seven Senate committees. I think that's too many. I think Senator Daschle needs to consolidate, and that's really his call. He needs to do it. But hopefully we'll have a focused review, not repetitive, redundant House, Senate, and multiple Senate committee investigations.
Nichols was also asked about Vice President Cheney's refusal to turn over records that congressional investigators have been seeking. The documents have to do with private meetings Cheney's Energy Task Force held last spring, six of which involved Enron officials. Nichols, who met this morning with the president at the White House, simply replied that, in his words, transparency is a wonderful cleanser.
My point is, I think all this information will come out in the very near future.
Senate Minority Leader Trent Lott added that the documents being sought raise the issues of separation of powers and executive privilege, and that Cheney will have something to say on those matters in the next few days. But when White House spokesman Ari Fleischer was later asked whether Cheney would turn over the documents, he said flatly there's been no change at all in the White House's position. California House Democrat Henry Waxman, who's led the drive to obtain those documents, said today he hoped the administration would change its stance of not releasing the Enron-related records.
It was obvious as soon as Enron collapsed that we needed to know more information, and the more information we seem to be learning that's trickling out leads us to expect that we ought to get all the answers, not just those that some people want to make available to us.
Tomorrow, the Senate Governmental Affairs Committee, headed by Democrat Joseph Lieberman, holds its first hearing on Enron. And a GOP-led House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee has a hearing on the destruction of Enron-related records by auditing firm Arthur Andersen. But the faltering economy is also getting considerable attention from lawmakers. Today, the Senate Budget Committee heard this sobering assessment from the head of the Congressional Budget Office, Dan Crippen.
The outlook for surpluses over the next 10 years has gone from $5.6 trillion to $1.6 trillion over the comparable period of 2002 to 2011, a reduction of $4 trillion in only a year.
Crippen stressed that these new estimates of how much the projected surplus has shrunk don't even take into account the expected hikes in military and homeland defense spending. Democrats pointed to the new CBO numbers as evidence that the tax cut championed by the president and approved last year by Congress was far too big, though none suggested it should be scaled back. Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle sees today's opening session as a chance to break a bitter Senate deadlock over an economic stimulus package. Daschle proposed that rather than fight over their differences, Democrats and Republicans should pass a stimulus bill containing the points they agree on, such as extending unemployment benefits. That appeared to please Minority Leader Lott.
There seems to have been a change of heart, and I accept that as positive. We don't know the details of how that is going to work out or exactly what the substance will be, but we are pursuing that.
Lawmakers from both parties seem determined to show that despite this being an election year, Congress can still get some important work done this session. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.